Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you with us. Today's topic is about the power of a simple invitation. We'll return with the devotional after a short message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Power of a Simple Invitation, written by Rachel Adams. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Matthew 25:34. As a new mom, I was afraid to go anywhere during the first year of my son's life. I was nervous Will would cry or get sick, so it seemed safer to just stay home. But I knew being secluded for such a long time was not healthy, and after a year of isolation, I was longing for relationship. Despite my fears, I attended Toddler Tales at the local library. There, a woman greeted me and invited me to join her later that week at a Mothers of Preschoolers gathering. I accepted her invitation, and while I was at the MOPS meeting, another woman invited me to attend a local church. I accepted her invitation as well, and while at church, another woman invited me to join her for a women's Bible study. This led to my family joining the church, my children being baptized, and me being asked to lead a Bible study. This in turn led to my love for writing devotions like the one you're reading and hearing right now. Amazingly, I am where I am today because of the power of a simple invitation. Jesus knew the power of a personal invitation too, and often extended them. He invited people to rest. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. He invited us to see. He said, "Come, and you will see." In John 1:39. To drink. He said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." John 7:37. To dine. Jesus said, "Come and have breakfast," in John 21:12. To take up the cross. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me," in Matthew 16:24. He invited us to renewal. Jesus said, "Come with me by yourself to a quiet place and get some rest," in Mark 6:31. And then he invited us to be blessed. Jesus said, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world," in Matthew 25:34. Did you notice the caveat in each of these invitations? It's to come. Jesus calls us to come. He made this point vividly clear in the parable of the wedding banquet. In Matthew 22, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused." In this story, the king invited his guests by sending two invitations. The first asked the guests to attend the banquet. The second announced that it was ready. Each time, they rejected his invitation by making excuses. They couldn't attend because of work duties, family responsibilities, financial needs, etc. So the master told his servants to invite others and make them come in so his house would be full. I love his open invitation, don't you? We too are invited into a relationship with God, but it is up to us to accept the invitation. Like those in the parable who turned down the invitation to the banquet, we often resist or delay responding to God's invitation. Are you making excuses to avoid responding to God's call? Friend, Jesus invites you to be with him forever in eternity. How will you RSVP? Who will be your plus one? Intersecting faith and life. Knowing how God can use a little invitation to make a significant impact. Think about to whom you can extend an invitation. Who knows where it may lead? Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to fellowship and commune with you. May I extend the same invitation to the people in my life and trust you with the outcome. Draw us all closer to you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. For further reading, you can visit Matthew chapter 22, Luke chapter 14, and Revelation chapter 22.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.